and welcome to another Mysterious Mini, the weekly mini-sode where we tell you all about new book releases and events happening in-store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And we got a lot of events to talk about this week.
Yeah. We want every day.
Yeah. Even, like, on Saturday when we don't have, like, a specific event, Book Your Summer Live is still happening.
Yeah. That's the, so Penguin Random, well, I mean, we'll get there. Penguin Random House is presenting that. We're going to be their bookseller, so we're providing books, and I think there's, like, some panels that are going on.
Wait, you're telling me that we're going to be booksellers that provide books?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
For someone else's event, rather than for one weird hosting, you know?
We've never done anything like this before.
Never before. Who knew that we were booksellers?
We should jump right in.
Yeah, what's the first one? You want to start us off?
Yeah, so yesterday, guys, we had a mystery event with Nina Sadowski discussing her book Convince Me. And today at 7 p.m., we have a event that we're doing. Jordan Ifueko is going to be in conversation with Tomi Adeyemi, discussing her debut novel, Ray Bearer. I'm super excited. Jordan is a Nigerian-American writer who focuses on YA fantasy. And I know Tomi because I worked her event for her book, Children of Virtue and Vengeance, at the San Diego Public Library. And she is so sweet. I mean, like, I think generally authors do a really good job of, like, taking the time to, like, talk to their fans and make them feel, like, good and welcome. But, like, yeah. Tomi, like, specifically, like, for the cards that you fill out at events with your name and how to spell it and things like that, she also requested that people, like, share their pronouns so that she didn't, like, misgender anybody. And that was the first time I had seen an author do that.
That's really great.
I mean, she took, like, extra time with every single person, and they all felt like so special and so seen by her. And
she's been really fantastic. We're her home store because she's from here in San Diego. So we had she was still doing signed and personalization requests for people even like months after her book came out. They'd place an order with us, and we'd let her know like, hey, whenever you're able, like, can you have your assistant come down and, like, pick up these books so that you can personalize them for these customers? And people were more than willing to, like, wait for weeks sometimes to get their book because Tomi would take the time to, like, sign them for us.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice. That, of course, with COVID, probably not happening like that anymore, but...
Yeah, you know, just a little different circumstance.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that as long as you order and put in a personalization request in the comment section of your order by August 25th, we are doing personalizations for Jordan's book. And while supplies last, we're also sending out an enamel pin with the pre-order.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. I love when books come with like extra little swag like that.
Yeah, I think that's always great.
And do you want to do the next event?
Yeah, next event is going to be tomorrow, 7 o'clock. James Lee Burke is going to be in conversation with Michael Corita. James is talking about his new book, Private Cathedral, which we spoke a little bit about last week. That's brand new. We are also offering signed book plates, but unfortunately we are not going to have personalizations available. So if you'd like a signed book plate, let us know in the order comments. It looks like signed books, actually.
Yeah.
We're going to have signed books, not personalized, but they're not book plates. So again, just make sure that you put that personalization request, or not personalization, put that signed book request in your order comment so that we can get signed books out for folks that want those.
Yeah, James Lee Burke, if you're not familiar with him, is like a really good artist. He's a really good writer. He's written 14 novels. His book is translated in like over 20 languages and has been nominated for just like a slew of awards.
James Lee Burke has authored 38 novels.
38 novels?
Yeah, you're looking at Michael Corita at the bottom.
No! Oh,
yeah,
yes.
A legend of the mystery genre. He's authored 38 novels and two short story collections. This one is the newest installment in the Dave Robichaux series.
This always happens to me. Like, I misread, like, when we're talking about, like
it's when there's multiple authors, it becomes really convoluted. Yeah. They're both very prolific mystery guys. This one should be a good event for folks who are fans of, like, mysteries and thrillers, things like that, so.
Also, maybe James will talk about his horse.
I know, his author photo is him with his horse. It's great.
So cute.
I love it.
And then on Thursday at 6, so a little bit earlier, the next two events are going to be speculative fiction, which I really enjoy.
I want to read both of these, the Thursday books.
Yeah, so on Thursday we have L. Penelope in conversation with K. Arsenault Rivera, excuse me. And they're going to be discussing L. Penelope's book, Cry of Metal Bone.
Yeah.
So Cry of Metal and Bone is the third in the Earthsinger Chronicles from Penelope. And then Rivera also has a book series that the third one just came... No, it came out in 2019?
Like, yeah, September of last year.
Yeah.
That was Warrior Moon. That's her Ascendant series. Those are supposed to be really great. That's a Tiger's Daughter, Phoenix Empress, Warrior Moon.
So I'm really excited that, like, they both have, like, these, like, length, like, multi-book series, these trilogies that they both are sort of, you know, like, working on, and I think that they'll be able to have a really good conversation about world building and, like, epic fantasy.
I love stuff like this. These are events that I will definitely tune in for, because I'm always a fan when we get, like fantasy authors together to talk about, like, what their world building is like, what their characterization is like, the sort of, like, genre tropes that they're butting up against, especially when it's female writers. I always find that really fascinating, because you do fall epic fantasy, especially, like, classic epic fantasy, is always that, like, the farm boy who's prophesied to take down the evil tyrant king and save the world or whatever, right? And, like, it's always nice to see people that are doing something different from that.
It's almost like women don't want to write about the perspective of, like, a little boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the last event, and then I can talk a little bit about Book Your Summer Life?
Yeah. So Friday, yet another virtual event. This one is going to be with Brent Weeks, in conversation with Andrea Stewart. Andrea's new book, The Bone Shard Daughter, is coming out next month, September 8th. I have not started this one yet, but I have an advanced copy of this one I'm very excited about. And then Brent Weeks is going to be talking about, I believe, the last book in his series, the Lightbringer series, The Burning White, comes out in paperback this week or last week. And so he's going to be talking about that. And I think this is going to be a fun event. I really, really love Brent Weeks' stuff. The Lightbringer series has been fantastic. I also really loved his Night Angel trilogy, which is like assassins and stuff, was great. I blew through that several times when I was still a young fantasy reader. Very excited for this event. So that's at 7 o'clock. I believe we're doing signed and personalized book plates for both of these titles. So if you want to purchase either Bone Shard Daughter or Burning White, leave a comment in your order and we will get those signed and or personalized for you.
Yeah. And then also on Friday, it's Friday and Saturday, and I'm not even going to try to list for you guys all the events. It runs from the first program is at 10:30 a.m., and the last one is at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and then it's 12 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday.
And those are Eastern time.
Yeah, so it's a little different. You're going to have to do math if you live over here. but we will link below to the event page because you have to register for the free author panels. And you can RSVP for email updates. And it's going to be great. There's so many great authors.
Yeah, there's really so many good panels happening. Modern Mythology sounds great.
I might have to sign up for Words Plus Pictures equals Comics.
Yeah, totally. There's there's some really good looking events. Hair-raising horror. Oh, there's another graphic novel. Let's get graphic. novels, yeah, in parentheses, on Saturday. Chills and Thrills, True Crime, Reddit, Ask Me Anything. That sounds fun.
I'm really excited that they're talking, like, with Reddit
Sarah
folks.
Kuhn's going to be part of the fantasy panel talking about Dr. Aphra. That's
yeah,
rad.
She is.
With
I love Sarah.
Anna Jeff Vandermeer. I'm going to watch that one for sure, the fantasy one on Saturday. There's some good stuff in here, you guys. Definitely take the time to look at the event link and browse all the panels. There's a bunch that Penguin Random House is going to be doing. Looks great. Very excited.
Yes.
Cool. That's all the events. A whole big week. Something every day, pretty much.
And there are a ton of new books this week as well, so we both just picked out two because...
Yeah.
Things are crazy. I started school yesterday, so I am just, like, filled to the brim right now. Like, there's so much happening in my life.
I believe it.
But it's fine. I got it.
We believe in you, Becca.
Thank you.
Well, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first for books?
Yeah,
stuff?
I'm happy to go first. My
go for
first
it, yeah.
pick for this week is The Second Mother by Jenny Milchman.
I knew you were going to pick this one.
Okay, Gary. Listen. Listen. I did too. I didn't even have to see the like genre. Like
yeah.
the phrase The Second Mother, I was like, that's spooky. What's this all about?
Yup. Uh-huh.
So the book is about Julie Weathers. She sees an advertisement for a teacher needed in a one-room schoolhouse on a remote island in Maine, and she's not really sure if she's there because it's a good opportunity or if she's trying to run away from her old life, but one way or another, she shows up in this tiny little remote island
yeah.
and becomes friends with her next-door neighbor, Callum, a man who appears to be using the island for the same thing as she, escape.
Oh.
Yeah. But as Julie starts to take on the challenge of teaching the island children, she comes to suspect that she may have traded one place that was giving her a lot of trouble for another, and begins to wonder if the greatest danger on Mercy Island is its lost location far out to sea, or the people who live there.
Great.
I'm really hoping that this gives us some, like, psychological suspense, like, thriller stuff about children.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like...
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
One of my favorite horror films of all time is Children of the Corn, because... I lived in Indiana, which is the corn state, when I saw it the first time.
Oh, dang. When
I was like, I think I was like 8, right? My
Yikes.
Sister showed it to me. And then my dad driving me home from my sister's house, and we're just passing all these cornfields and like, the anxiety.
No, thank you. Yeah, I believe it.
I also saw The Hills Have Eyes for the first time when I lived in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. So I'm just,
nice.
Like, really good at seeing horror movies for the first time when I am in the exact setting of them.
Great.
But because That's... of that, like, I love spooky child stuff. Like, children
that
are
makes
terrifying.
Sense. That does make sense.
What's your first
children
one?
Children scare me, too. My first one is Blood Victory, the third book in Christopher Rice's series. He's Anne Rice's son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one is the third one in the series. I don't know a whole lot about it, but the main character, Charlotte Rowe, was the test subject of an experimental drug that has given her powers. She is the secret weapon of a mysterious consortium that baits evil predators and stops them in their tracks. So they're going after a serial killer named Cyrus Mattingly, who's a long-haul truck driver. Apparently his cargo bay is like, it says it's full, a gallery of horrors on wheels. It sounds like he's like abducting people and maybe there's like a torture element, I don't know. But Charlotte like sets herself up to become his victim so that she could then use her power to stop him, basically. But after she gets picked up, it turns out that, there's a lot more to Cyrus than just this truck. He's taking people somewhere. And before she can unleash vengeance, she and her... It says Charlotte and her team will have to go the distance into hell.
So this really excites me because when I was looking at the description for it, because I haven't read the series either.
Yeah.
I am friends... Well, I would say acquaintances with the author R.S. Belcher.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, years ago, David, like, moderated a panel that he was on, I think, way before the, like, maybe the year before the IDW job.
Nice.
But that was when the Brotherhood of the Wheel had just come out, and that was 2016. And Rod, R.S. Belcher, his name's Rod, he is the sweetest man. He was such an angel. And that series is so good because it's about, like, a truck driver, a long-haul truck driver, and it has all of these, like, fantastical, like, demon and, like, fantasy elements to it, and he's, like, a demon hunter, and, like, that series and then this series by Christopher Rice just seemed like they would be, like, so, like, it, like, if you like one, you must love the other, because they're so, like, in the same
They seem very game. Related, yeah.
And I really love the, like, I really loved that series by Rod, so I'm super excited to read this, because...
I've heard really good things about his series. I have not read those either, but I've heard they're really good.
Please! He is such a good writer, and, like, you know me. I'm not a big person to, like, read outside of, like... Like, I always want, like, some romantic tension in the books I read, even if that's not the main genre. But, like, I didn't even care with Rod's book. Like, I just, like, read through. I was like, oh my god.
So good. Yeah, that's rad. What's your next one?
My next one... is my computer lagging. There we go.
Oh.
It is Vicious Spirits by Kat Cho. It is a YA fantasy folklore series. No, not series, just a novel. Wait, no, it is.
I think it's a sequel. It says it's a companion to their last book.
Okay.
But it sounds like it takes place after it, so I would call it a sequel, right?
Yeah. So we're going to call it a sequel. Now you see my confusion.
I had the same thing when I was putting this together.
Yeah. So it is... I'm trying to think of, like, how to shorten the explanation of the book. So it seems like you would really have to read Wicked Fox first.
Yeah.
Because the characters have already all been established, and it seems like the events...
Sounds like they've all gone through tragedy in the first book, how I read it.
Somin is just trying to, like, help her friends, you know, pick up the pieces of their lives. Ji-hoon has lost his grandmother. Myung grieves her mother's death. And learns how to live without her fox bead, so I'm assuming that is a magical element.
Maybe, I don't know.
And the book also follows the dynamics between So-min and Junu, who is a dokebi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I really tried to look up all the, like, words just to make sure that I wasn't, like, mispronouncing them.
Yeah.
But basically, like, the So-min and Junu have to, like, team up together to find Mi-young's, they have to team up to find Junu's fox bead.
Hmm.
Oh, no. It is Mi-young's fox bead, because it is tearing a opening between the world of the living and the dead. And ghosts are just, like, flooding soul.
I didn't know that there actually was, like, a fantasy element to this.
Oh,
That's cool.
Yeah. The fox bead, I think, is, like... I mean, like, I don't really know anything about Korean folklore, but I'm assuming that it has something to do with, like, sort of like a protector between the worlds. And so... this series, you know, it has, like, fantasy elements, it has, you know, like, I don't like you, but we have to team up to fix this, and it also has romance, so I'm excited to see. I'm gonna have to pick up Wicked Fox, because I'm very much interested in this.
I believe it's a staff pick of someone's at the store. I don't remember who read it, but we've got the staff pick banner on it, on the website.
And I do just want to sincerely apologize. I feel like I didn't explain it super eloquently, but it sounds very, very good.
Yeah. Okay. I think I've only got one left.
Okay.
The last one I'm gonna talk about is The Vanished Queen by Elizabeth Campbell.
I knew you were going to pick this one.
This is, yeah, it's like a fantasy, like, this is right up my alley. When a country is held in thrall to a vicious despotic king, it's up to one woman to take him down. Sold. So the Queen Marantha vanished, and the king claimed that it was an assassination by, like, a rival, but everyone knows that he lied and had her, it says, disappeared her himself. After finding the missing queen's diary, Anza, impassioned by her father's unjust execution and inspired by Marantha's words, joins a resistance group to overthrow the king. When she has a chance encounter with the prince, it thrusts her into a dangerous game of court politics. Ezvar is the second son to the king, trapped under his thumb and desperate for a way out. A chance meeting with Anza gives him the opportunity to join the resistance as well. So it's, court politics. It's, I don't know how much of a fantasy element, like, I don't know if they're going to get into, if it'll be a world of, like, magic and whatever, but
yeah, I guess it's, like, vibe that it will, but...
Yeah, but there's nothing in the description that necessarily, like, that precludes that that's going to happen, but I'm still, this sounds fascinating. I love stuff like this, sort of, like...
You? I don't know, man.
I don't, this is totally up my alley. I'm going to have to pick this one up for sure.
Yeah, and also, I mean, like, we haven't talked about covers in a while, but the cover for this one is gorgeous.
It's so pretty. Like, it's this just great stone city, like, towers and pillars, and you just see, like, the silhouette of I guess that's the main character, like, heading
running
towards
away.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gorgeous. I love this. Ugh. It's just got that great, like, blue and purple sky. Like,
I just love beautiful. A good, like, joining the resistance against the, like, oppressive,
yeah,
100% thing. It's very
100%,
very topical all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All right. What are you reading right now, Becca? I know you're about to start school again, so I'm sure that's probably taking away from your time. But
yeah. So Lore Olympus is back for its second season.
Nice.
So
I should catch up on that.
It is so good.
I know. You and Kylie have told me so much.
Okay, but Kylie is still behind. Like, after we had that conversation where I brought it up, where we were, like, talking about it, I literally sat down and, like, read through everything that was, like, left.
Amazing.
And so now we're into the second season, and things are, like, I just got an alert, like, either last night or this morning that a new chapter went up, and... I am definitely that person that pays the, like, coins or whatever to, like, read the chapters early because I have no self-control. But it's just so good.
That sounds awesome.
I love it. And also, like, I'm reading fan fiction because that's my life. I have no shame.
That's fair. I'm rereading Ruin of Kings because Memory of Souls is out. Yeah, this is my, like, fourth or fifth time.
Don't we have Memory another Souls... event with Jen, like, next
we
week?
We do. We have an event with Jen next week, which we'll talk about next week. Her third book, Memory of Souls, is out next week, which I will talk about at length, probably. But I want to, when the book comes out, because I read an advance copy, so I'm really excited to, like, read what the, like, final published thing is, because I know it's going to be different. Not extremely different, but I know. I already know that there are differences.
I totally feel it. I feel the same.
But I want to listen to the audiobook, so I'm re-listening to the audiobook so that I can listen to the third one on audio when it comes out next week.
I know what you mean too. Like I got after my interview where we had Sarah on the show.
Oh yeah,
she sent me a copy of Haunted Heroine and like in an email, like a PDF. And so I'm really excited to, like, finish reading through that and pick up the book and see how different it is.
Oh.
Just because I don't know how, like, finalized it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, we were talking to, so, Kylie and I got to be beta readers for book 3.
Yeah.
So we were in a, like, Discord chat with Jen and, like, a handful of other people, and... we recently, I think it might have even come up, like, when we were having our, like, just before the conversation, before the recording, we were talking to Jen for her
interview. I do remember that.
Mentioning that, like, Kylie's favorite character makes a cameo appearance in book 3, and apparently that's been cut from the book. So, like, little things like that, I think, are gonna be interesting.
I just love it.
Yeah.
It's a fun secret.
Totally. Well, especially considering that, like, the sort of just obsessive rereading, the, like, pulling apart. Her books are so good at, like, you learn more and more about the characters and, like, what their history is. And then you go back and you read the first one. You're like, oh, like, I know what this person is talking about this time. I didn't get it before. Is just such a, it's a, it makes it so worthwhile, in my opinion, to go back and reread them. I love them so much. I'm such a fan.
Gary is a certified fanboy.
Yeah, it's hard not to be. It's weird being like,
oh, absolutely. Not only is the series, like, amazing sounding, I haven't read it yet. I'm sorry. It sounds amazing, though. Fan. And Jen is just, like, an angel.
She's so, so sweet. I'm so happy that, like, we got to be, like, friends with her.
Yeah.
It adds another element to just, like, my pleasure at reading these. Being like, God damn it, these are so good, Jen. So that'll be, I'll talk a lot about book three next week, probably, and just, like, tease what that book is. And what that event is going to be like, and that whole thing. So, we'll get there. But that's what I'm reading. I finished Red Rising, and then I blew through the audiobook of Ruin of Kings, and I'm about to start Name of All Things. So that I will be ready when Memory of Souls is out next week.
All right, I think that's everything.
I think that's everything.
All right, well, as always, thank you all for listening to us ramble and for being patient with me explaining things terribly. You know, you can always find all the books discussed in today's episode, as well as the ones that we haven't discussed that are coming out today, down below in the description, with ability to purchase through our website, mistgalaxy.com. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Austin Farmer. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say it over and over, but I will never stop, because he is great, and he gave us the use of our intro and outro music. It's from Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. Go listen to his music on his Spotify. There's a link below. Gary, where can they find you on social media?
People can find me on Twitter at TheGaryRoby. And they can find all the other podcast stuff I do at DuelingGenre.com.
Amazing.
Where can people find you?
You can find me all over the place. You can find me at Becca B, B-E-E underscore on Instagram. The auction raising funds for Racies Texas and Border Angels just went live on Sunday at noon. And it goes until the 30th at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go check it out. I'm posting about it tons on my social media just to get the info out there. There's a lot of great artists. My painting is up as well. You can also find me on Twitter at Becca Bean, B-E-E-A-N. And you can check out my Etsy shop, Pop Culture Punk. I'm always posting new stuff. I have some new Star Wars stuff going up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, you can find the bookstore on all social media platforms at Miss Galaxy Books. And I think that's everything. So,
I think so
we'll see you guys again real soon in a galaxy not so far away.